Hello everyone and welcome to Being Mindful. I'm Lina Marty and I am joined in the studio today with Pastor Deji Ayorandi and Noma. And it's another week, another Monday, a bank holiday Monday, thanks to King Charles III. Anyway, on Being Mindful. In our weekly broadcast today, we explore issues surrounding the quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, our finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. So, if you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, let me tell you that this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we are... Sorry about that, listeners. I was being distracted. When we can respond.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Do you know what she's talking about?
You see, listeners, we haven't even started. Okay. All right. So this is where we're going to explore topics that pertain to us as Christians. So as always during the show, we would love to hear from you. So do get in touch regarding today's topic, which I will share more about in a minute. But the easiest way to get in contact with us is using the PHBC radio app. Just tap the link, contact the studio, and send us a message direct from there. Also, if you're on social media, you can contact us directly from there via our channels at PHBC London on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And any message that you send us during the show, we will come directly to us in the studio and we will get back to you. So, are we ready to go, guys?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Fantastic. So, let's get to it. As always, in our normal fashion, we are going to start with what's on our mind. And what's on your mind, Noma?
Okay, what's on my mind? Okay, so it's a random one.
I love the way you enjoy. It's a random one. It's always random.
So now I was just thinking about the power or the influence of media today, because when I was walking down, I saw a group of younger guys, and they were all just playing ball and talking, and I realized that I got a bit tense, and I was wondering, I was like, why are you getting tense? And then I was thinking, like, the way the media actually tells us what to be afraid of for the most part, what to fear. And I physically felt everything in me get really tense as I was about to pass that group of boys. Mm. And I just was like, wow, the media is a very powerful thing. You don't know, but it just whispers things to you. And then as you go about your day, you just start seeing that they have passed on their bias to you. So for me, especially who I aspire to continue in media, it was almost like, just for me to be careful about that, what it is I am telling people about people, because basically that's what media is we tell people about people, so random, but yeah.
No, I love that phrase. Media tells people about people.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we
that's my takeaway from here. But I think you're absolutely right. You as a woman, fair enough. Some people might say fair enough, it's because you're a woman. But yeah. Even me as a man, I there's certain places where I walk and I, as the saying goes, I walk smart. You understand? I'm not tense. I'm not afraid. Mm. But I might walk into certain situations where I say, I flick into alert mode. Mm. So I'm still walking. I'm just me. Jesus is here. It is what it is. Mm. But I am alert. Mm. I'm not tense. I'm not nervous. I'm not jumping at every movement.
Yeah.
But, I can hear that there are footsteps behind me. Mm. But I'm aware that they're not that close to me.
Yeah.
Or I become alert aware that they're getting closer, you know, and all I need is, I don't wait for them to be really close before I glance. I make a glance while they're still far away, and I make an assessment of that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's those sorts of things that if I walk down the street and there's a, you know, a bunch of guys just standing in the pavement, on the pavement, and particularly if all of a sudden they notice me, then I know that, okay, you know, game on. You know, but I think you're absolutely right, because in the vast majority of cases, they've got their own.
Yeah, they're not thinking about you.
They don't care.
They don't even see you.
Doing their own thing.
Great,
thank you, Noma. Pastor Deji, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Kings and crowns. Kings and crowns. And, you know, Saturday? What day?
Saturday was the coronation.
It was just day before yesterday.
Yeah.
It feels like, first of all, it felt like it was ages away, but it's come and gone already. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that crown, I was reading, the crown weighs about 3 kilograms.
Wow.
That's 3 bags of sugar.
Yeah. So try balancing that on your head.
And he had to walk. And I remember when they crowned Camilla, because hers weighs just under 2 kilos.
Yeah.
And you know, and I was thinking, oh, she's walking. And I was like, yeah, if somebody puts that on your head, you know, I'm Nigerian heritage, right? Nigeria, people in the street selling fruits. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys, you've been to West Africa. Yeah. You know what it looks like.
Same in Ghana. You know,
And it's not just fruit. Sometimes the stuff is like, there's a skyscraper of stuff balanced on their heads.
Yeah.
And they'll be running through traffic, counting money while they're doing it, talking to you and pulling out change and saying, oh, you want that one? Oh, yeah. There it is. What? Yeah, so kings and crowns, and just the whole coronation and what that means for us. And I'm not a royalist personally. I'm not, you know, but I believe in God's sovereign will. I understand kingship because I'm a child of God, and I believe that the king is sovereign, and the king of all kings is sovereign above all. But a king in a place is sovereign, you know, and I don't have to like, you know, support, agree, you know, that I'm not a royalist, but Charles is the king of this country, as it were. And so just be sort of mulling that through, thinking about the people around me and some of the narrative, you know, you were talking about media. Media is telling people about people, you said. And how some of the stuff, particularly in social media, not mainstream media, you know, and the string, the narrative, you know, somebody was saying today, came up in conversation this afternoon with a group of friends and family. And it came up in conversation that during there was a concert last night in his honor, and Richie and all sorts of people were there. And it came up in the conversation that, somebody said, oh, yeah, you know, and I was reading, you know, online, you know, that he was sitting in the car and he was getting so upset, saying, why are they keeping me waiting? I am the king. And I was like, really? Come on. You know, he's going to say, number one, he was in the car, which means there's a maximum, absolute, outright maximum of 2 people. In that car, his wife, the queen, and the driver. Absolute maximum. There's never anybody else in the car.
So how did they know?
So who posted that on social media? His wife?
The driver?
I know, the driver anonymously posted it on social media. And it's like, come on, you. Number one, I haven't got so much of a problem with the people who want to peddle these things. I'm sorry, with all due respect to you lot, who are reading this thing and taking it on face value.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go and do a degree. You have things you can do with your time.
Yeah.
You know, believing these things should not be on the list.
Mm.
So that's part of what's on my mind.
I like what you said about the you not being a royalist, but still, you know, being in support, because it's almost like, sorry to go back to Sunday, but what you said on Sunday in terms of you don't have to like the people in power. But the Bible does tell us that we should pray for them.
Absolutely.
And I remember that, especially for me, you know, being Nigerian living in Nigeria, we always have an issue with our government. We always think they're horrible. And it took a while for me to get to that place of being able to pray for my leaders, even though I had, you know, but there's something that happens once you start to pray for people. Your heart almost gets a bit tender towards them. You can't still be having animosity and be praying for them, you know. So it works. Lillian, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I was listening to a YouTube video this morning that popped up called, I don't know if you've heard of the pastor, John Bevere.
Of course.
And he wrote a book called The Bait of Satan.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the main bit about the book is around offense, taking offense, causing offense, etc. And he was saying that he felt, because he wrote this book 30 years ago, and I remember buying the book. I still got the book somewhere. And he was saying that he felt in his spirit that he needs to bring this topic back up again. So he went to a pastor's church and was preaching, talking about this topic. And then he was sharing several things about, you know, how he was doing this demonstration. He did a demonstration on the stage. He had this guy. He was like about a bit bigger than Pastor, okay, in terms of muscular, really muscular guy on the stage. And then he was saying that when you're strong and you push against someone, if they're strong, they're not going to fall down. But if you use something hard and you picked up like this, I don't know, it was like a table with a long leg thing. He said, if I was to use this to hit him, he would, you know, he'd get hurt, you know. So basically he was talking about the words that we use. So like a carry on from what we were speaking about, the power of words, the words that we use, how we use our tones, things like that, that can cause offense or cause someone to feel offended. And then he was talking about when he injured his knee and he went to see a physical therapist. And as a physical therapist was working on his knee, the physical therapist said to him, take a look, look up, take a look, look at all these people in the gym. What are they doing?
Wow. Why?
And John Bevere was saying, he tried to look up and he was because of physical therapy. If you've ever had physiotherapy, I mean proper physiotherapy, they're hurting.
It hurts.
Yeah. Exactly. So this man was drilling into his knee, you know, and telling him to look up and look at these people. And he was saying, do you know why you were hurt? So John was saying, no, I don't. So the physical therapist said, it's because you're not strong. You're not strong like they're strong.
Wow.
So he said, okay, this guy's got a point. He said, so what have I got to do? So the physical therapist said to him, you've got to exercise. You've got to exercise to stay strong so you don't get injured. So he related that into spiritual terms, us as Christians, you know, in order for us not to be offended by the littlest thing, we need to be strong spiritually.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. So where are we not being strong? And then he went on in his message to talk about the way to be strong is to be strong in the word. You know, if we've got no word in us, then the enemy can come in and the slightest little thing, we can be offended. So that was quite an interesting, thought.
Yeah, I like that, because especially, but my question is, so you know how you have people who people say like hypersensitive, and someone who is hypersensitive, would you say that, like, how do they then manage offense? I know you may not know the answer, but I'm just thinking of it like from that angle, in terms of, because you do have people who just everything just rubs them off, and you know, people say, oh, you're just so sensitive. So I'm just wondering, like, how can a sensitive person manage, you know, that kind of thing?
I think it depends on, because you've got hypersensitivity from a physical nature, which is a physical condition, or hypersensitive in terms of mental and emotional. And how they would manage it, who knows? Only God at the end of the day, isn't it?
And my response to that is, they won't. Some people, and I think sometimes we, we think or we look idealistically at problems and situations that people deal with. Not everybody enters into the solution. No, that's just the truth. Not everybody does. Not everybody. Some people push and press and make the choice and pay the price and come out of it. And it's hard. It's hard. It's like climbing a cliff face. You know, it's like people who suffer from anxiety and depression. You know, it's easy to look at them and think, well, it's internal, internal. Some of it is external. Some of it is chemical. Some of it is psychological. You know, some of it is hormonal imbalance that causes this. You know, there are different types of, you know, postpartum depression. You know, after a woman has given birth, is hormonal. For the most part, it's actually triggered by a hormonal imbalance after she's given birth. And a lot of people struggle, you know, on all sorts of, you know, with all sorts of things at all sorts of levels. For some people, the capacity to make the choice is there. The choice to press into the help, whether that be medication, psychiatry, psychology, talking therapies, whatever it is. Some people will make that, you know, step, take that step and reach out and get help. And some people won't. Some people won't because they don't feel able. Some people won't because they're actually not actually, they're not able. They're just quite ill. They're not able. It's affected them now. And some people are just, they're used to.
They don't even, you know, see it as a problem. Absolutely.
So when people who suffer from, I would say suffer from, because I want to be fair to those for whom it is an issue, hypersensitivity, and some people just choose to be that way. They just need to grow up, you know. But people in that situation, I think that it's sometimes we're idealistic and we think, oh, come on, man, what do you need to do? And not everybody will, and some people just choose to be that way.
You know? It's all about maturity for those.
So what we're going to do, let's I know we're going to jump into today's topic. Let's listen to some music. I have, this is a great song. I think it's a great song anyway. I really like this song. It's one of the songs that was done at It Will End in Praise, November 2022. Todd Delaney and Pulling Me Through.
Through all I've gone through, Lord, it was. Lord, it was you, yes, it was you, oh, it was you, pulling me through, yes, it was you, Lord, it was you, pulling me through, oh. I'm not ashamed to say you are. I have gone through. Hey. Thought it was you. Oh. It was you. It was you. Pulling me through.
If anybody knows that God did it for them, just say it was you,
it
Father.
Was you.
Stumbled a few times. Towards heaven and say, it was you, Father.
You,
nobody but you, Lord.
Pulling me
through.
Delaney, pulling me through. So I hope you enjoyed that song or that music interlude. Okay, so if you've just tuned into us, you're listening to Being Mindful, where we're exploring our issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians. So, of course, just a reminder for you to join in with the conversation. You can contact us via the PHBC radio app. You can also contact us on our social media handles at PHBC London on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook. So please do get in touch, because we would love to hear from you and hear what you have to say in terms of our topic. So today's topic is, drum roll. Do we have a drum roll? We don't have a drum roll.
We'll work
tune.
Out a drum roll.
Okay. All right.
How's that? Banging on the desk.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. So today's topic. Today's topic is, we're going to talk about gossip. Gossip. Yes, gossip. Now, what is gossip, and have we heard of gossip? What, you know, when you hear the word gossip, what does that, you know, what is it mean to you? What does it bring up for you? Noma, the word gossip, what does it, you know, when you hear the word, what does that?
So for me, I think gossip basically is negative talk about someone in their absence, whether that thing is a rumor, so you don't really have the facts of what you're actually saying, or even if it's facts but it's negative, it's something that even if the person was standing right before you, you wouldn't even be able to say that to the person's face. So I think for me that's what I think it is.
I think if I can add to that,
you can, Pastor.
That gossip typically is not something positive about the person we're talking about, number one, and number two is often personal to the person we're talking about. Something personal about them and said in a negative light. So we wouldn't say, oh, let me gossip, you know, this person, you know, their car is pink and it looks really, really, you know, that's not gossip.
No.
You know, that's not gossip. Mm-hmm. Oh, but did you know, by the way, Noma, did you know that Lillian, you know, used to be the head of a drugs gang in the UK.
Pastor, don't share my secrets on air.
She's actually a multimillionaire. from illicit gains. She owns 3 helicopters.
I'm a drug baroness.
Yeah, believe that. You'll believe anything. I don't even think she knows what paracetamol looks like.
So, listeners, don't take any mind to what Pastor said.
Yeah, true. I was kidding. Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me read to you the dictionary definition of gossip. So, dictionary definition says, idle gossip is idle talk or rumor, as Noma said, especially about the personal or private, which is what Pastor said, affairs of others. So it's idle talk or rumor, especially about the personal or private affairs of others. Now, with gossip comes a gossiper. So someone who gossips is known as a gossiper. And a gossiper is a person given to tattling or idle talk. Tittle tattle, in other words. So, what has been your experience of gossip? This is to our listeners. What has been your experience of gossip? Have you been the subject of gossip? And how did you respond when you found out, if you found out at all? And equally, have you gossiped about others, knowingly or unknowingly? So I'm going to bring this question to light here in the studio. Because churches have been known to be places where gossip can occur. And I know we don't like to talk about it. It could be quite sensitive in our churches, because people be like, no, not in our church. But oftentimes where there's one or two people, where there's a group of people, you know, as humans, I don't know, Pastor.
Wow.
What's your experience? Have you witnessed, or have you been involved, or have you been the subject of gossip? And no, let me ask you that question first before I ask you the second one. Have you been the subject of gossip?
Have I been the subject of gossip? Wow. yes. Absolutely. I think in my particular case, it got. I'm not even talking about my younger years. You know, I'm talking 10, 12 years ago, 10 years ago. Major gossip. I mean, somebody was behind it, orchestrating this narrative as to who they thought I was. Or was it even more than that? Probably about 10 years ago. person behind this narrative, literally calling everybody, the whole world and their cat, posting about me on Facebook, and not posting about me on Facebook as in, you know, that guy, named.
Wow.
Named.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I suppose that's not even gossip. That's libel, that's slander. Mm-hmm. So named, where I had people calling me and saying, man of God, hold your peace. Mm-hmm. Just hold your peace. Just hold your peace. Just, you know, people calling.
What was the hold your peace? Was it for you not to speak?
For me to not retaliate.
Okay.
Don't clap back. Okay. Don't shoot back. Mm. Just, this is unfair and it is unjust. Mm. Your defense will come.
Mm.
And it got to a point where I was ready to, the next person that said, hold your peace, I was about to throw them through the window. holding my peace isn't satisfying me. Mm-hmm. It's not helping me sleep at night. Mm-hmm. You know, for right or for wrong, I wanna throw my own grenades. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanna
yeah.
But I didn't actually feel I could.
Yeah.
Partly because of who I am, but I just didn't feel that I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to, but it would have gone so far against how I am as a person that I didn't feel I had the ability to do so.
Mm-hmm. Is that because people around you were saying to you, hold your peace, or because of the situation, it would have made it worse, or... there would have been dire consequences.
Neither of those answers. I'm a very competitive person, mm-hmm. naturally a competitive person, and where it concerns things like justice, I'm ready to press the red button. I'm ready to go nuclear. Where it concerns justice, mm-hmm. I will fight. I will put myself in danger for justice, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I will stick my neck out for justice. I will make a scene for justice. I will, you know. So typically that's how I'm wired. But this wasn't just simply about justice. This was about me defending myself, mm-hmm. and my own values. If I'm going to defend myself, not at the cost of ruining somebody else. And my values don't bend that low. Mm-hmm. It would have, for me, the only thing that would have stopped this person was for me to play their game. Mm. And I've never done that. And this would have been my very first time ever going to talk about somebody else in that way. Mm. It would have been my... So I didn't, that's why I said I didn't feel like I could, mm-hmm. because it's almost like I don't know how to do it, mm-hmm. if you understand what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Noma, have you been the subject of gossip? And did you know about it?
Okay. So I wouldn't know, but I'm definitely... sure, because I think we've all been the subject of gossip, and that's mostly, I think that also comes from a place where sometimes when people find, maybe they feel like you have something that you don't deserve, mm-hmm. so they have an issue with that, mm-hmm. And also when you're a bit too mysterious, so they're trying to fill in the blanks for themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
See, I'm waving my hands because you got a witness here, sister. That was exactly
two witnesses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that's where I think that stems from. But I don't have any amazing, you know, story like Pastor DG, but I'm definitely sure that I have been. And I think if I also want to be honest, I think for me, I think I have been a gossiper. Mostly because of the second part. If someone is a bit mysterious, because I'm a people watcher, right? So when I start watching people, observing them, oh, why did this person look this way? And then I start, you know, making stories in my head, you know, and then maybe if I have someone, I feel like, oh, I want to share this, my theory with you. So I think that this person made this face because that, you know, so I find that is one of the, for me, that's where sometimes like it's the mystery of the person and I'm trying to like piece things together, but yeah, that doesn't mean that it's good, but yeah, I think that's where my own, you know, curiosity type of thing comes from, and then I feel the need to share my theory with one or two people to see if, do you think, you know, this makes sense, because I think this is, you know, blah blah blah, but yeah.
Tell us your story.
Oh, I've been subject of many gossips, trust me. Places where I've worked, especially when I used to do a lot of fitness, you know, you take over from other teachers, or you're covering other teachers, which I did a lot of cover, or, you know, you become, you know, because my standards are quite high, so when you go in as a strong person, as a strong teacher, and participants are not used to that, and you come in and you set the standards, and it's like, nope, this is how we're doing the class, and this is what's going to happen, and, you know, and they're like, yeah, but we've never done it this way before, and then all of a sudden, you know, you go in the ladies' changing room, and then, you know, you see people gathering, and as soon as they see you, they part, and the hush, and, you know, you're just like, yeah, okay. Well, whatever, you know, you have to have that thick skin, you know. In my earlier years, it wasn't easy at all, you know, And I was like, God, are you sure you want me to do this? I don't think I'm going to go back and work at that club again. And I used to play Christian music. I never used to play like the mainstream
pop and all of that.
Exactly.
And dance music.
Exactly. And I remember one time I went into my regular cycle class. I used to teach cycle. And Before the class was full, on this occasion, only one person showed up to the class. So I was like, but they're all downstairs in the change room. They're all getting changed, you know. And then one lady was there warming up. So, you know, I just, you know, I set up the room and everything. And then I said, where's everyone? She goes, well, you know. And I was like, what? You know, she goes, it's the music. I said, what do you mean the music? She goes, well, they think that you're trying to convert them. I said, convert them? I said, yeah, because you're a Christian. I said, and? So they thought, you know, this gossip, these rumors that were going around was that I was trying to convert them to be Christians, you know.
Mm. By playing Christian music,
you know.
Wow.
And so I explained to this, the lady said, oh, but I don't mind, you know, it doesn't offend me. But the others, you know, they're used to this type of music. I said, well, listen, I said, for all of us as instructors, regardless of whether they're Christians or not, we bring music that inspires us. I said, we too need to be inspired to teach the class. I said, I cannot teach according to other music that's played around in other, you know, classes. I said, if people don't like it, fair enough. You know, I'll stop the class. Someone else can come and take it. Oh, no, you're a good teacher. I said, well, this is the package.
You know? Yeah.
You know, I said, I cannot play other type of music, you know. It was all correct music in terms of the music industry, you know,
yes,
because
yes.
There's a standard of music that you play.
Mm.
So it was all correct. It was all in tune and everything. They just didn't like the wording, what they heard.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't as if it was like, you know, the music or the songs that we play in church.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. You know, the beat, it was upbeat, everything. But I was like, yeah, Holy Spirit is, you know, he's in the room, in the classes, so they're being convicted. That's what it was.
Exactly. You know, the sweat wasn't just because they were doing a spin cycle class. And the sweat was like, woo, 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 woo.
Give your life to Jesus.
We've only just started this, you know.
I know.
We've only just started this because there was something else I was going to say on that. But then I was just...
Do we have to break now or can we...
You tell me.
Okay, go ahead. What was the question you wanted to ask or add to?
Really, I was just thinking about that. And I can understand, I can imagine, you know, one of the things about gossip, it's isolating.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
I can imagine... Your spin, I mean, I've been in a gym before, you know, which you obviously you can tell by my impressively honed physique.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you just say sure?
Yeah.
Thank you, Norma. At least somebody recognizes it. 6'4" and full of muscles. Those of you who are listening
Sumi,
on radio.
Sumi, are you hearing this?
6'4" and that's what I see when I look in the mirror. 6'4" and full of muscles.
And that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Cool. Maybe we'll do a show on self-perception, self-image.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
I can just imagine a scenario where, you know, say that I've also been in the gym. I used to go to classes. I didn't quite like spin. Ah, my days. Spin was leg day all in one. I just couldn't, even though I had a bike, it was just too much for me. But I can imagine how many participants in that class.
Mm.
And I can imagine how many interested participants in spin would have been then pulled into that rumor mill.
Mm.
And how isolating that would have been, not just with colleagues now, but with clients.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good thing. I really love the example because not that I love that it happened, but it shows a bigger picture of the consequence of gossip, really, because it shows that, you know, it can affect one's work.
Yeah,
it can affect, you know, one's emotions. Mm-hmm. So when you want to do gossip, you have to think, I mean, you know, you have to really think about, oh yeah, this is really, you know, titillating and delicious to say, but there is a ripple effect. Once this thing starts, you know, spreading like wildfire, it could cost someone their job. It could cost someone relationships, you know?
I'm sure I don't know what your terms were, but did it cost you earnings?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I had to stop that class because if no one's coming to the class, then they're like,
the class, your earnings go down.
Yeah, Yeah. Exactly.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think the ladies did feel guilty, you know, but thankfully, you know, God made a way, you know, I was able to do other classes, you know, and, you know, I think they felt guilty when they saw me come in, you know, and they would scutter off to their classes and stuff and they couldn't say anything to me, you know, but that there are consequences to gossiping, but the gossipers don't realize that when they're executing their rumors and spreading and, you know. So it's a serious thing.
Can we play some music?
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yes, Pastor.
How do you think? How would you think?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, because I'm just looking at the time and we're flying through this. And obviously, we're going to have to pick this up next week as well.
We will, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And we spend half the show laughing.
As usual as well. Yeah.
Being mindful, being joyful. this track, you know, yeah, there's got to be a jazz track. There's got to be a jazz track.
Okay.
This is Tim Bowman with Gethsemane. Thank you. And that was Tim Bowman. Trust you enjoyed that. A little bit of gospel guitar there. Absolutely gifted minister with Gethsemane. Tim Bowman and Gethsemane. You know I love my jazz on this show. I love my little I do love my jazz on this
show. Yeah, you never fail to show that.
And trust me, there's lots more where that came from. So thank you for joining us. If you just joined the show, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we discuss issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. Today we're talking about gossip. Mm. Gossip, G-O-S-S-I-P. What's your experience of gossip? We'd love to hear from you. Please join in the conversation. It's really good when we have the questions and the comments coming forth. Easiest way to get in touch with us, if you use the PHBC Radio app, there's a button within the app that says contact the studio. You can just click on that button and your message will come directly here to us. Alternatively, you can reach us using our social media handles at PHBC London, Facebook, Twitter, Insta, and your message through those mediums will come to us here in the studio. So, gossip, and we've been talking about the fact that, you know, the three of us at one point or another, to one degree or another. I love the way Norma described my said, though dramatic. we have been recipients of gossip, or the subject of gossip. And I think to a degree we've also gossiped. You know. But yeah, you were gonna continue on from there.
Yeah. So have we gossiped? Have we gossiped about other people?
I think so. I think
confession time.
I would say yes.
I will say yes. Like I was saying, for me, it's always about me trying to piece things together. So the person I tend to.
So you've been a gossiper.
Yes, I have. And the person I tend to, and it's when I'm piecing things together, like I said. So I'm not proud of it, but you know, if even if it's something that happens, you know, I'll go to my mom, right? And I'll just, she's the person I like, I think, you know, this is what I'm sensing, or this is what I'm, but the good thing about it is that my mom always shuts me down quick. You know, when she's like, you know, that's not your business, or okay, you're overreaching now with that, you know, you're getting too creative with that, you know. So I think that's always good, because she just shuts me down. So it sort of like helps me to not make that a habit. And I think that's another thing, because if you have a propensity to gossip, you know, some people have a propensity to lie. Lying is just, they don't just know how to be honest, you know, for whatever reason. So if you have that struggle with gossip, it's good to have someone who doesn't encourage that in your life. You know, because if you just have another friend who also loves to gossip, like, then you're never going to break out of that at all. So I think it's always good to have someone who can just be like, no, we're not talking about that. That's gossip.
Yeah.
Something else. You know, like straight up, like, let's talk about something else, because that's not, we're not doing that. So yeah, we all need that. I mean, I need that. So
having that accountability, which is important. I think for me, I learned how to gossip from soaps, you know, when we were young. And whenever I would think of a gossip or gossiper, it would be like Coronation Street type of thing, you know, where in the old days, you see them come out their houses, one come out of her house, another come out of her house, and they'll be there. Tittle-tattling, you know, gossiping about the latest whatever is going on. And then you grow up with that, as you know, because even as children, you role play certain things that you see on television. So then it becomes, okay, you're role playing, and then it feeds into your own reality, you know. And then I realized, I think maybe I got to an age where I thought, hold on a minute, if what I'm saying about a certain individual, would I be able to say this to their face, you know? And that's where I started to sort of take a step back and think, hold on a minute, I'm saying this about the person, but if I need to, would I be able to say this to the person directly? And then when I realized, like, you know, actually what I'm thinking, or the rumor that I've heard, you know what? I'm not going to spread it, because I don't want to say it to this person, because it's going to hurt them. Or it's going to be harmful. There's going to be harmful consequences. But anything that I know I could say to someone's face,
or for their own safety or whatever, then yes, I would. But I wouldn't necessarily call that a rumor or a gossip, you know?
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a difference on what is a gossip, what is a rumor, as to what is a statement of concern, for example. You know, like I could say, well, Noma, you know what? I think, you know, Pastor Deji's looking a bit, you know, a bit tired. What do you think? You know, and she could take that as a rumor, you know, and start talking about it and gossiping, saying, oh, you know, when we did the Being Mindful show, Pastor wasn't, he just wasn't there. He wasn't his usual self. You know, what's going on? And then someone else will say it, and then someone else will say, but what started off as a statement of concern has turned into a rumor or into a gossip.
Yeah.
Whereas it could have, you could have said, oh yeah, yeah, actually, yeah, he does look a bit tired and yeah, maybe he needs some rest. And we could say, okay, what can we do? You know, what is the solution to that? So that's a statement of concern. So I think we need to be also careful of what's a rumor and what's a statement of concern, what's a gossip, and you know.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that too often, and in some regard, I mean, whose responsibility then is that? Is it the speaker or the hearer? And it's a little bit of both in some regards. And I think it's important that we, when we talk, ensure you know, we talked about, I don't know, last show or the show before, walking with the word and the sensitivity to God and his presence, etc. And I think it's important that even when we, you know, 1 Corinthians 6:12 fundamentally says doing the right thing isn't the right thing to, always the right thing to, doing the right thing isn't the right thing to, always not always the right thing to do. It says all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. You know, doing the right thing isn't always the right thing to do. And so I walk into a place and I can see that there are people of differing levels of maturity. Differing levels, and some of the people with the not so high levels of maturity are really extroverted, life and soul of the party. Someone that knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone, wants to be the center of attention, kind of people. And I walk into that place and I go, oh, brothers and sisters, can you pray for me, please? You know, or can you pray for Brother Jack? Because right now, Jack's having problems in his marriage. Gino. And if, you know, Brother Bob decides to run with that, is Bob, I mean, Bob has his own issues to answer for, you know, but am I not culpable? You know, and I think sometimes as you were speaking, I started to think of self.
I think it has to do with the intent of, like Lillian said, the intent of why I am saying what I'm saying. And then it also has to do with who I am saying it, why am I saying it to this person?
Yes, to that, why am I saying it to that person? Yes.
So those are the things to, you know, I think those are two things to check. Because sometimes I feel like sometimes we say things to people because we want them to be like, oh, yes, and you know what, and da 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 da. And we're like, yes, this is like delicious, give me more. You know, so we're very selective about the people we tell things to, because we know there are some people who will tell that to, and they'll just look at us like deadpan, like, I'm not doing that with you, you know?
Yes.
So I think it goes to intent.
Yeah. That leads me onto this scripture, Proverbs 18:8. In the New King James Version, it says, the words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles.
Yep.
Delish.
So someone is there waiting for their dessert of gossip.
But I think...
Or someone said, you know, because gossip is done secret whisper, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the scriptures which well, I'll share another time, about whispering, you know, and they'll come with their dessert of whisper. You know, they want to share their, who am I going to share my trifle with today?
It's in the secret place.
Yeah.
It's never in public.
It's never in public.
It's never with lots of witnesses.
And it's never out loud either. Well, sometimes it is, you know, if they want to on purpose hurt someone whilst they're passing by or whatever. But otherwise, it's all done in secrecy.
I think the big takeaway is that we should know that gossiping has consequences. I think for me, that's the big takeaway, something we often forget. I think that's something that we should all, until we continue this next week, but for me, that's the takeaway today.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway, Pastor, from today?
Hey, I'm with Norma on this. You know, it's the consequences. Yes. It's the, there's a tomorrow to this thing that we often ignore in the today.
Yeah. So, sadly, listeners, we've come to the end of our show. The time has just gone by so quickly. So what have you taken away from today's show? Let us know. You know, still get in contact with us here at the studio, and we will pick up on your comments next week, because we will continue this topic on gossiping next week. So thank you for joining us. And if you've been listening to us,
I don't understand what happens.
I always mess up this last bit.
I don't understand what happens.
It's because I don't want the show to end.
I was just about to say that. You clearly don't want the show to end.
Okay, so listeners, we're going to have to leave you now.
Oh my days. Norma, do you want to do this?
Okay, no, I will do it. So you've been listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. My name is Lillian Larty, and tonight's discussion has been facilitated by the wonderful
Norma.
And the other wonderful who's giving me a side look and shaking his head.
Pastor Deji.
The one and only.
Yes, okay.
Double. Double blessing, Pastor Deji. So thank you very much for joining us. And as always, as we say, thank you for listening. Remember to be mindful of yourselves and of each other. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.